Welcome to the Outdoor Dream Jobs Podcast. I'm Allie Carr.
And I'm Jenna Selmer. We run Basecamp, an online community of more than 16,000 outdoor industry insiders who share jobs, industry contacts, and advice.
And actually make that 17,000. I think we actually just hit our 17,000 mark, which is crazy. It's blowing
my
mind.
That's fun news. Okay, we're going to be at 20,000 soon.
I know. Exciting. We'll have to celebrate.
Yeah.
This week, we are dropping 5 jobs in the outdoor industry that are available right now, and we're keeping things short and sweet again this week for your listening pleasure, so let's get right to the jobs.
Yeah.
The first position we have is at Outdoor Research. It is in Seattle, Washington, and this is a technical designer position in the gloves and accessories category, so somebody who really has a passion for keeping those digits nice and toasty, and also understands all the technical aspects of gloves, all the many ways that outdoor research consumers use gloves, from cross-country skiing to technical climbing, mountaineering. You know, outdoor research is known for making extremely high quality, very functional product. So understanding, you know, probably I would say being a recreationalist who does these sports will help you immensely in creating product for them. They're looking for somebody who has 3 years of experience. You'll work closely with the design, development, and product managers to make sure that everything is looking good. So that's a great job at Outdoor Research available right now.
Yeah. Another example of a job I didn't know existed until I started working in the outdoor industry.
Someone's got to design those gloves.
No, it's so true. It's just, I've never thought about it before, but how cool. I have a job that I also think is pretty freaking cool, and it is with Hispanics Enjoying Camping, Hunting, and the Outdoors. This is an organization up in Denver, Colorado, and they are looking for a policy director who will be responsible for leading development of policy agendas at every level of government so that you can drive advocacy work for this organization. This is an opportunity for just advocating for public land, specifically within the Hispanic demographic. Conversational Spanish is something that they would be looking for, as well as 10 years within a government type role, working with policy and pushing it forward.
So cool. Love that. That sounds like a great job. And the pay is 70 to 80K.
Yes. Thank you for reminding me. And it's great when organizations post salaries. We always advocate for that. And it is no surprise to me that the organization that is putting forth a salary has a lot to do with justice and climate equity. So that is not lost on us.
Yes, absolutely. Anytime you post a job in Basecamp, either in the newsletter or in our Facebook group, we strongly encourage that you include the salary. It's a wonderful way to help close the wage gap for women and for, you know, races that have been discriminated against and are discriminated against. So please make sure to do that when you post a job.
And you'll get more of the right candidates as well. So
absolutely. And kudos from us. Woot woot.
Yep.
All right. The next job is at Deckers Brand. And if you're not familiar with Deckers Brand, they are based in Santa Barbara, California. That's where their headquarters are. This job happens to be in Flagstaff, Arizona. But they are the parent company of Hoka One One, Teva, and Sanuk. If you have no idea what I just said, that's because a lot of people mispronounce the names of these brands. So a lot of people call it Hoka One One or Teva. Apparently, Teva is the Hebrew word for foot, and it's pronounced Teva. I learned that.
Cool.
In the last 10 years in the outdoor industry, that became apparent to me. I still think that's not a widely spread pronunciation of that brand. But anyway, okay. So the job is with those three brands, Hoka One One, Teva, and Sanuk in Flagstaff, Arizona, and they're looking for a UI developer. So this is somebody who can support the e-commerce sector of the business. So as we're seeing lots and lots of jobs that are supporting e-commerce portions of businesses, because that's really where they can put their dollars right now to make an impact, since we're not going to stores as much. And so somebody who can, you know, help on the technical side and help make sure that these brands are delivering what they need to on the web to make sales.
Yeah. And Arizona would be an amazing place to live. Flagstaff in particular.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Flagstaff's an awesome town.
All right. I have another policy rooted position, which is exciting. And that is with the Nature Conservancy in Portland, Oregon. They require a climate action director. I do want to say the deadline for this position is September 21st. So that's coming up really quickly. So might want to work on your resume over the weekend. But it's a cool position. You're going to be leading mitigation adaptation strategies for climate change, particularly in Oregon, but with the neighboring states as well. The scope of this job, though, is just so large. You're defending carbon reduction policy. You are creating partnerships with tribal governments, and you're helping with grants and developments. You're negotiating things. You are helping preserve public lands. It's really an incredible position based in Oregon.
Fantastic. Yeah, I love seeing these climate action positions, the DEI positions. These are so important right now. Oh my gosh. Yes. I wish I was qualified for one. But it's these are the positions that, you know, are going to help brands use their platforms to make a difference. So, so cool.
Exactly.
The last job we have for you today is with Igloo, Igloo Coolers. This is based in Irvine, California, and they're looking for a senior project manager. So somebody who's responsible for managing their different department projects from concept to consumer. Basically, you're going to keep the trains on the track, keep everybody organized, check in on deadlines, create systems and workflow and process, and have your hand in many, many, many parts of the business. They're looking for someone with 5 years of experience. So if project management is your skill set, this would be a great company to work for. They're very eco-focused and, you know, obviously a big player in the outdoor space.
Yes. And Allie, we've got a ton of stuff going on in the Basecamp group this week too, a very interesting discussion on plus size products and how brands can maybe delve into that area a bit better. And I believe the Friday Brag is also going to be a place that you can tell everyone else about what you've achieved this week. So if those aren't things that you're participating in yet, hop over to the Basecamp group on Facebook and join the conversation.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good. Thanks. We'll talk to you soon.